Well, you call your seller up. Guess what? Too late. It's gone. Somebody else scarfed it up because they knew the market better than you. So, yeah, that comes with experience and all. So we're not going to beat you up on that. I want you to be superstars. I want you to be successful. And that's the best thing I can do to give back for everything that real estate has given me.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, and welcome. Glad you're here. Today's Toolbox Tuesday topic is going to be starting off with free tools, or next to free tools, that you can use to grow your real estate investing business safely and very quickly. So let's start off with the very first thing, okay? So number one, I want you to subscribe to almost anything that you can that is free, whether it's all this online stuff, whether it be Zillow or Redfin or all these other things that I can't pronounce them all, okay? But get the free versions. And what I want you to do before you subscribe to those things, I want you to identify where you want to invest. So for example, I like to invest in my own backyard in my own county here in Kentucky. It's called Jefferson County, Kentucky. And so I will only look for buy and hold deals inside of that county. That's it. Because then I only have one legal team, one set of landlord-tenant laws to deal with, one set of housing codes, all that stuff across the board. So I hope that part makes sense. So you've got to find your Mayberry. This is my Mayberry. So once you identify where you want to invest in, then start subscribing to all those free things that you can to see real estate transfers and active listings and things like that, so you can learn your market in here. Now, let me tell you about my town, okay? In my town, do you think I'm an expert on every single neighborhood in my town? Absolutely not. But I tell you what, there's a dozen or more where I don't have to get on a computer to know what the values are of those things. And those are the ones where I want to buy and hold. So some of these 2- and 3-story behemoth Victorian looking things, I don't want those things, maintenance nightmares. But if somebody wants to give me one of those for $250 and I could wholesale it to another investor who loves that stuff for $50,000, I'll do that. They can fix it up and sell it for $500,000. I don't care. But I don't want to hang on to one of those. So you got to identify where you want to invest. Then the free stuff is start learning that market. Okay? Start learning that market. Every Sunday to this day, and since way back in the mid-80s, when I get the Sunday paper, yeah, I'll read what's going on the front page and maybe the metro section. They don't even have that anymore. But then I go to the real estate section. It used to be 30 pages. Well, today it's basically 1.5 pages, if that, on a Sunday. And I look for the real estate transfers. Maybe they put them in your newspaper. Maybe they don't. But I read by zip code all the real estate, residential real estate transfers that happen. And I'll see stuff that, hey, I know that house, or whoa, hey, I made them an offer on that. And so read those real estate transfers, and that's going to help you stay in tune with what's going on in your market where you want to invest. Because I promise you, if you think, okay, when this will happen, okay, when you find what you think might be a deal, and then you're going to go back to your home office and analyze all this and study that and do your due diligence, you say, you know what? That is a killer deal. I'm going to get that one. Well, you call your seller up. Guess what? Too late. It's gone. Somebody else scarfed it up because they knew the market better than you. So, yeah, that comes with experience and all. So we're not going to beat you up on that. I want you to be superstars. I want you to be successful. And that's the best thing I can do to give back for everything that real estate has given me. Now, okay, so that's something that's free. Next up, okay, you got to have... I cannot stress this enough to you. I have made a fortune in follow-up. Okay, so what is follow-up? That means, okay, well, somebody says, contacts you, or they want to sell a house, or you got to start off with a motivated seller, but how do you keep up with that? I'll tell you this, 41% of my deals come from follow-up. And you know what I used for my follow-up back in the day? Remember, I didn't have any money. Okay, I used index cards. I went up to Office Depot and I bought me a pack of index cards. And I use one of them little Echo clips. It's a black thing. I think you know what I'm talking about. A lot of times you use them for to clip a whole bunch of papers together because it's too big for a staple. So I use those Echo clips, and I kept me about 10 blank ones on the backside. And I had my pending prospects up there on top. And I hung on to those cards until one of two things happened. Either I bought the property or they sold the property. Only then would I chuck that card, okay, on that property. Now, we can do a deep dive into it, and I can show you how, because of my follow-up system, a year later after I met the lady at her home, I was able to buy that house in 15 seconds. I'd pulled up everything about her property when I was there a year ago, including what repairs are needed, what my offers were back then. And she called me up. I listened to my voicemail while on a cruise ship. This was back in the 90s when it cost like $18 a minute to use a phone. And she says, "Hey, Mike, you stopped by here a while back," which was a year ago, "and I'm ready to sell. I wasn't ready to sell then, but now I'm ready to sell, and I want to stay here and rent the home." Okay, great. So I remembered that, pulled up her card that I had for my follow-up system, and I was there. I was inside her house again. I can remember that little chihuahua she had nipping at my heels, and she had a weird smell in that house, but that's okay. She was clean. And so then I said, "Hold on, Lucille," whatever her name was. And so I called my attorney's office, and we had three-way. That cost probably a whole lot more, $36 a minute maybe. And I said, "I got Lucille here on the phone on a three-way call, and she wants to sell her house. Let's get her closing scheduled so I can buy the house." And so they said, "Okay." And I said, "Lucille, you pick it. You pick out date and time. Let's listen to them, and we'll accommodate you." So Lucille picked out her date and time. Let the seller pick out the date and time if you got a deal put together, okay? Because maybe they got to go feed grandma at the nursing home, or pick the kids up from school, or they promise to let the dog out over here or over there. You can make your closing happen anytime. And so she picked out her date and time, which was like a day later. It really didn't matter to me because she's not moving. She's going to stay there. And then here's another little tidbit tip. My real estate attorney, who is now a very good friend and business consultant, all that, I give him my power of attorney. Just him. And so he can sign off on any docs for me because he has my power of attorney. So get this. So they scheduled the closing. We did that on a three-way call. And I told him, I said, now, Harry, I'm going to call Rick over at the bank, and he's going to bring you. You're going to send me and him. We didn't have email back then. Okay. But just call him, tell him how much he needs. And I'll tell him to watch for a number coming from you. And he's going to hand deliver because it's about a block away from the bank, Harry's office is. He's going to hand deliver a check down there to you so I can buy this house from Lucille. And by the way, I need a rental agreement and everything drawn up for this amount of month. And so she transitioned at the closing from being a homeowner to a tenant. And so the banker took the money down there to him. And so this all happened in about 30 minutes while I'm sitting on the top deck of a cruise ship, sitting in the port of Barbados. Okay. I still have this house. It's a nice 3-bedroom brick ranch. Awesome. One story that I love. It's a keeper. And I don't know what happened. I don't think that lady's living there anymore. I think she moved on somewhere, nursing home or what have you. But I still got it. That thing probably rents about almost $1,000 a month now. But here's what happened. So I was on the phone for 30 minutes on that cruise ship, and I was done. So we leave that port. We go somewhere else. I think it was St. Martin or something. We're on the beach, and or may have been Megan's Bay, St. Thomas. And so I'm sitting in the bar, staying cool under the shade, watching my girls and my wife, Tammy. They're all out there playing in the water and having a blast on the beach and all. And I'm having a cold drink, maybe with a little tropical umbrella in it, something like that, maybe a bushwhacker. And I bought that house while I'm on a cruise, and I didn't have to sign a piece of paper or nothing. So that's not the point I'm trying to stress to you. The point I'm trying to stress to you is the fortune and follow-up. Okay, 41% of my deals come from follow-up. And so here's what you can do. We've got jobs, so we're very limited on our time that we can do this. So let's say you got a rainy Saturday, okay, and you got a couple of hours here. Why not pick up them daggone cards and call back the people that you saw this past month or maybe the last 2 months, last 3 months. Call them up and see if they sold the property yet or not. Because when you met with them the first time, they might not have been a motivated seller, but guess what? Sometimes they get more motivated with time, okay? And so you hang on to that card until you buy it or they sell the property. And I've had them where I've held on to them cards. Well, like that lady there. It was a year-old card. I had it with me on the cruise ship. And I was able to retrieve every bit of the information in about 20 seconds, maybe less than that. Now, that is a follow-up system. So with that, guys, we're going to pull the plug on this one. And so that's your freebie on Toolbox Tuesdays. Stay tuned for the next one. We got more tools coming your way.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.